just to make the disclaimer. I'm not here to paskin halacha. I will do my best to tell you what the some of the kashdeis and paskin say to the best of my understanding and knowledge. But of course, everybody should ask their whoever paskin when it comes to Lamaisa. So let's start. When you're in a factory setting, but generally you don't have the ability to have a mashkiach there every day, often you're faced with these challenges, both Tazaka and Bishalaka. There's two main approaches that hashkacha agencies will use, the larger hashkacha agencies will use, to deal with this problem, deal with this issue. The one hashkacha agency uses the old-fashioned incandescent light bulbs, which is very hot, and to deal a little better than that, the other agencies will take something called a glow bar. It's a cartridge heater, electric heater, it gets red hot, and they'll put it in the area where it's baking. And to, yes, the CA says, last out, they put it on a key-activated switch, and the mashkiach turns on, only the mashkiach has the key to it, it's on a separate circuit, so, you know, and if it goes out, there's an alarm system. Others only may not even need to have an alarm system. What? It's anything that requires either bishalaka or pasaka. You know, he wants to talk about minim, that's a separate, you know, well, let's get that. I just want to talk about the method first, if you don't mind. Okay? The other method that certain agencies use, they had a machine where the mashkiach would dial in from his telephone, and by pressing certain codes, he would light the fire of the oven. And that, of course, gives you the option of doing it more often, but you're far removed from the actual fire. And let's try for a few minutes to examine the milas and chesreis of these two systems from what we've seen in the sugya. And again, I'm not going to paskin it, but just to show you a little bit. Now, Chazal talk about, you'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, I talk about eish me'eish, fire from fire. Again, the case there is, you lit a fire, the guy took from that fire, went down the road, let's say, made another fire, and zichron mutar b'diavad, we see the paskin that may even be mutar l'chatzila. A pilot light, depending if the actual pilot light's in the area where it's baking it out of it, might be eish me'eish, the people will talk about that question. Again, you have to be careful today. A lot of the pilot lights don't stay on full time. They're trying to conserve gas and light chahena. And sometimes there's electronic ignition or the pilot light goes on just only when it's needed. You have to be careful to know what you're really dealing with. So what is this fire? Now, those who tie now on the light bulb or on the cartridge heater, that is not H. Okay, you could say it. It's hard to argue. But we do know that Reb Chaim Meir made H on an incandescent bulb. And again, we're dealing with the Dovah Zerabonim here. So, it's hard. Maybe it's not Eish. I mean, one can argue that it's not Eish, but the Chayra, something that gets red hot, electrically heated, it's more neiter to say that the Chayra it is Eish. Now. Okay, so that gets back to what we just spoke about. If Yisrael does something that's not actual cooking, such as the Maliach that the Ravi just spoke about, but it's not the actual cooking. So that's the shaila, whether that's enough to... It's the cooking, but not through a normal method of cooking. So that's the shaila. Is that enough to be matzah what the guy did later? Right? We know there is verse that it says it's chiddush, that we don't understand really for whatever reason that bishalakim, even if the guy cooked it, and we passed him like the Ramah, if you passed Michael Ben Drusoy, the straw comes and does something, it should have been also, and how's the straw mat there, something that was necessary with our friend. It does work that way, whether we like it or not, we have to say a pshat in it, but Lamaisa does, it's a fair shampaiskin that we do hold as mud. So the question, how far you take it, agreed. Another time that they have on this method is, has to do with whatever the Yisrael does, has to be able to cook. Now again, depending how small and thin the thing you have, can you cook on a light bulb? Can you cook on a cartridge heater? The cartridge heaters get, you know, get to, you know, to 600 and 1,000 degrees. You certainly cook it. Now you can't cook, 1,000 pounds of potatoes in one shot, obviously, like the big ovens are doing.
Or something. Yeah,
this adds to the heat.
So why would that be enough? Don't we
match
it as long as we
put a keystone like that? It has to be something, okay, those who don't like it, it has to be something that's hush capable of cooking. But even that is not a grace attack, because you can cook something small enough, you can cook on it. It just has to be the right thickness, the right size. These things are very hot. It goes hot. Right? Another time that they want to say on these systems, is that the heter of kisim is only after the fire is already there. I don't know if there's mukach like that in the sugya. I don't see where in the sugya it's mukach like that. The Rebelsky very stark felt like that. That these cartridge heaters and the light bulbs, the chayna, he was very against it. And that's why the Yotaka does not use it. But going through the sugya, I don't see the tanya being so stark. The last thing he says is that if you go through the sugya, it's basically to a tayim again, as we said, that either Yisrael puts in a kisim, or Yisrael puts in a kisim, or the Yisrael puts it on the fire, or makes the fire. He says that therefore you can't be mitzar if these two are tayim. The Yisrael's putting it, making a fire before the main fire comes, shouldn't work. I don't want to be machlis reishi bein aharim, but again, going through the sugya, just like we say, in Surah, they are matir, anything is not chachayim, from Padisa, they are matir, anything is not a shochel lachan, and the ma'isa that the taste of says, as we all saw, and we pass from like a halacha, we take the cooler in both ways, to say that it's mukach in the Gemara, that you can't use either the cooler of both ways of being matir, is this not in the Gemara? A chayim from what I see in the Gemara. So you should be able to decide the different parts of the ways of being matir. Now, I don't want to go too far into it because it's a shasuga that I'm not ready to discuss. Now, those who don't like the dial, what we call it, we refer to the dial in method where you punch these numbers on a telephone and it lights it. Some want to tie in that that's the problem, that there's only grama, and just like you say, grama ben zaken is not going to be chayiv. It's not going to be mutter. For those who want to create Bishul Yisrael, the older tshuvas, you'll see what I'm talking about, creating it through a timer, through a Shabbos clock, as I because it happens later, it might be more of a grama. Today we can dial it, it happens instantaneously. Yishlod all that. But the evidence is that a lot of these factories, any lighting of the fire is accomplished via a touch screen and pushing various buttons. So there's a difference in the grama shavai and the din of Bishul or not Bishul, whether you're pushing the button from 3,000 miles away or a couple feet away, it slows down. Okay, so the Ben Ishchai states, another Ben Ishchai is a Sephardi, passing like the Mechaber. Mechaber holds that the fire is lit already, the Yisrael has to put it on the fire. Ben Ishchai says, however, if it's a grom, he says, this should be a grom of the grom, just like you see, Kais, 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 Mutzah. He knows that there's no problem with Bishlaku if you may kayach kayche. So, Falk has a long tshuva. There's a year that wrote a sefer called Bishl Yisrael. The red cover, I don't think they have it here, but he was a Talmud of Falk. In the back of it, there's about, I think, 12 tshuvas from Falk. It's printed today in the second chalik of Masay Leo. A number of long tshuvas. The first tshuva is a famous tshuva about smoked fish. There's the Mitzvahs of you can make it's called cold smoke. A house of cold smoke means there's you make a little fire in the bottom. It's not hot. There's smoke that comes up. It's less than yatsa was by cold smoke. L'chayla kuliyam is not bishulak. There's no problem at all. Let's say the fire there where the fish is gets again the same idea. Fire on the bottom. You make smoke. The smoke actually gets to the point where it is slightly above yatsa lesbay. You're not talking about very very hot, but above yatsa lesbay. Wouldn't that be a problem with bishulak? So if Falk has a long tshuva, even though he's generally a machler in Bishlakim, he holds it's 100% mutter. Again, there are different shittas among the agencies what to do. But Rav Paiskim, I would say, are maskin. The chayrit is, he has a long story, goes to all the cheshbainis, about 10 pages worth, but he at the end he comes out, says you could, one of the cheshbainis says you could do it with cold smoke, just to take a little longer. So you could do it a little bit hotter. Okay, you know, again, if you write the that called nechal, that's like you say nechal, like nechal. If you write, you go called nechal chai. We talked about Malushin. We talked about them. So we talked about Maliach. The question: how far you take it? Another thing he says, very interesting. Yeah, if you do a bishul like a derech, not a normal derech, is not going to. There's no zayir bishul akum. As it says, the shayes it says it by Malushin, Maliach kiroseh possibly right. Maliach, I mean. Correct. So he says like this, if you have, and this could happen on ice, if you have something that's the shock and Mashiach is on his way, there's an accident on the highway, the plane comes late, these things do happen. So he says, he has an incident to Santa Chav. What the guy put into the cold offer? Now that's certainly not a Meister Bishop. Let's say we hold like the Shittas that Grom is not going to solve your problem with Bishlacha. Let the Yisrael light the oven from his phone, wherever he is. Or a timer, or every one of these methods. True, it's not Bishl Yisrael, but Bishl Hakim it's not either. Shrimota. Can't put the second batch in, because that would be a problem with Bishl Hakim, he yelled. There's a guy putting it into a hot oven. The guy putting it into a cold oven. It's not a problem. Into Santa Chab. See, today it's the Chelik Beis and Gimel Eis Beis, if anybody wants to see it. Okay. I'd like for a minute to talk about, okay, there's a famous exchange of letters, tshuvas between the Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim Eisen about Bishul Hakam. They're talking about cereal. Called breakfast cereal. I don't know if it's exactly the same cereal that we have today. The Chazon Ish is like Lachmer, Chaim Eisen says Mutter. And the interesting exchange was, Chazon Ish said, what do you mean? Even the Queen of England eats it. And Chaim Eisen's answer to him was, truth, the Queen of England might eat it, but she doesn't eat it at a state dinner. He held, right, that even if she was something that a melech would eat, but now would eat at a state dinner, at a chashur meal, is not included in the Rosh Halacha, and I think the place can pretty much follow if Chaim Eisen. It's been to Nachiaza, you can find it, you can look it up, it's there. Okay, I wanted to talk about one particular min of food. I'll see how far we get with it. Try to watch the clock a little bit also. Let's talk about rice. Rice is not nafachai. L'chayr in many forms is ha'ilah shulchan aruch. Okay, so the earliest discussion that we, earlier discussion they have, let's talk about rice krispies. So, if you look at the Shorim Tzion and Ba'aloch, he brings that was famous in the early today. We don't hear much about the Yidr Tushkin, he's actually a Bavasher at Sevetas and Mayim, famous big Paisik and Nida and Mikvois. He goes through the whole, he has the Chuvas and Samach about it, exactly with the steaming or whatever. He brought up a shame that Henkin says there's no Bishul Hakam because it has to be the oil of Shulchan Lachem lelafes by Yisapas. What's the Gemara's lelafes by Yisapas? The major machlokes achreinim whether you need davka, has to be a dover that's lelafes the pas. Today they generally don't rely on that. Only seer father zachen. It seems he says there. I don't think it's not some things he printed of Henkin safe as far as I know, but it seems he's there. Flushka said that Henkin told him was mutik is not the fact that's never used to be not dead. You're not lelafes pas for this for ketzus or a substitute for the pas.
Do you make a separate bracha?
It's nechal. Anything eaten in the meal, that's anything nechal machmas a suli. Even if it's not malaf, is a pas. You're not going to. Is your soup malaf? Is a pas? You make a bracha soup middle of the meal. No, only payers. As far as I'm basically only payers you make a bracha. No, I don't mean to tell you that. The Tzushkin himself wasn't so comfortable with this hetter. He wanted to talk about whether he said that this is brought down a chayk is daki tshuva, whether steaming is mutter, is considered a heter, is considered a normal derech. Now again, the Pesach Yeshuva talks about me'ushin, smoked. And he comes out, but the Bishayis already mentions it, and we passed on, something straight me'ushin, unsmoked, is not considered a problem with Bishul Hakam. Well, the steamy is considered Bishul Hakam, it's a big shayla. Today the place can generally take on, there's two ways of cooking something with steam. There's something that we call cooking in a steam jacket, that they generally consider a normal way of cooking. When they do something that's called steam injection, that is not considered a normal derech of cooking, and that's either a tzirif or something place can ready to take it straight directly, we'll call that something that they're not, is not a normal derech, and therefore it's not a problem with Bishul Hakam.
What's the steam injection? What's not the steam injection?
Okay. We have to know which food and which factory you're talking about, but anything that's going to be, generally if you're cooking your fruits or vegetables or something like that, there's going to be water, and your steam is going to heat the water like in a steam jacket, something like that. Steam injection is, let's give us an example of steam injection. If somebody wanted to make, if a company wanted to make, we have a case, I'm just dealing with a case I have in Oregon right now, they wanted to make potato juice. So they want to pulverize the the potato as quick as possible. The quickest way they can do it is to inject steam directly into it. That cooks it and makes it into small pieces as soon as possible. In that case, it's not certainly not the normal derech. Okay, that type of cooking. Rav Braun himself wrote the Shurim Mitznitz Yonah Balach at the end, wanted to say he himself felt that Rice Krispies is not also from Lachem. It's like, yeah, using it as a substitute for Chashvan, you want to, you know, but run and go, as they say. So he held the most. But the most players can certainly will agree that today that something like Rice Krispies does not need to be Bishul Yisrael. Between the Tziruf and the different Shittas, that's what it is. Now, there's something.
Wasn't the first
it steamed. That first step is steamed.
Then
what they do with some of those, okay, so there what they'll do is they put it on a drum, and the inside of the drum is heated through steam, and it goes around in the drum, and sort of, it softens it up. Is it mindful dangerous layer when it's finished? I'm not sure.
Because it was always boiling hot. That
was but that can't be had though, as he spoke, because then a king never eats like that. You're not going to say it has to because it's always hot. Yeah. It was never oil shulchan
while
but any food while it's hot. So any food that's hot, then the king doesn't eat it hot. That's the problem. Okay, that's what I want to get to. There's a Michael. The food's not so common in our circles, but the guys developed something called rice pudding. What is rice pudding? If you take rice, milk, and water, a couple spices on it. So those are the three basic ingredients. And they cook it, they serve it as a pudding until the people are busy with counting the carbs. This is a very relatively healthy meal. They considered it had a lot of milk in it, and rice was considered fairly healthy food. So, and it tasted good, sugar in it, whatever. So people wanted to eat. So is there a problem with Bishul Akram? If a guy cooks rice pudding, let's assume the rice is the rice, right? The milk and the water are not going to be a problem. The shalach and shabbat, but the rice is rice. What would the din be? So Rebelsky wrote a tshuva about it. Said a very big chiddush, and he says like this: if you cook, and this is about came out what you were arguing. So since they put it in one pot, they start to cook. It cooks straight through nonstop. Until the rice becomes mushy and falls apart and becomes like one big mixture. By the time it's finished, it's not Eilat Shulchan Aruch. So since they never stopped, they went straight through to a cooking. They intended from beginning to end to go to cook it to the point where it's not going to be Eilat Shulchan Aruch. He held that it's mutter, even though at some point you would stop the bishul at certain points, it should be a problem. Many Paiskin didn't like it. We at the Chafke have put in these glow bars so that we get Bishul Yisrael to the eighth of the sheet that require Bishul Yisrael. Again, Yisroel, you know, how far to go with it. But here's another case, an example where you see places can have different ways of looking at it. Okay, guys. Thank you.
Rice Krispies don't really have some of the other recipes.
It never got to the point of Eilat Shulchan Aruch. The first little bit, the steaming, that's not a normal way to cook. Right?
Even with what type of steaming?
No, it's not Jack. You know, it's in Jack. It goes on the outside of a drum, on the other side of the drum.
Yeah,
it's
steam.
In Jack. Not a normal steam. And anything you go further,
Eilat Shulchan
Aruch. Microwave.
Can I
make something in a microwave?
There's two Jews with two opinions. Every place they can, every place they have.
That's
called Derech Bishul. Correct. The Meisha says, you come out Ruach HaKayesh. He's talking about Shabbos, but he says one day is going to come a normal way of cooking.
Right. There aren't too many things that are actually cooked in
a
microwave, but a baked potato would be.
Yeah. Okay, so I didn't get to the game as much as the clock, but there's something called Japanese breadcrumbs, panko breadcrumbs. Those are not actually microwaves, it's a radio frequency, same idea. Is that a problem with Bishul Akram?
That's how they were made?
Exactly,
that's what panko
is.
It's not ground bread.
No, that should be American breadcrumbs is made that way, but the Japanese breadcrumbs are
made that way. Then you think I might be another problem.
Yeah, no.